Kerev Osei Gutin Erev Shabbos. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Lamed Beis. And we're here at the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph and Aleph. Nope, just kidding. Lamed Aleph and Beis. And the Mishnah says as follows. Gimel Achin Nesuyin Shalosh Nachras. A little bit different than we've been learning before. Right? Three brothers are all married to sisters that are not related. Right? No sisters here. So three brothers, Baruch Hashem, my standard Baruch Hashem family of three brothers, all married Stam. Umeis Echaman, when Reuven, let's say Reuven passed away, they also have Ba'asheni Maimer. Now again, Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon and Levi for Yibam, and Shimon does Maimer, which is this Derabanan Kiddushin, right? So to imply that he is going to marry Mrs. Reuven. And then Umeis. But before he gets to do that, so then Shimon dies. So now Mrs. Shimon and Mrs. Reuven fall to Levi, Mrs. Shimon straight away, and Mrs. Reuven, who was Maimer, who had Maimer done by her by Shimon, but she had never had Yibam. So, hooray, Elu Chotzos v'lo Misiyabmos, they do not do Yibam, right? They do Chalitza. Shinem, because the Pasuk says, right, Umeis Echa Mehem Yivama Yavo Aleha. Right, when the brother dies, Yivama Yavo Aleha, the Yibam, right, should, the Yavam should, you know, do Yibam with the Yavama. She'aleha Zikas Yavam Echer, v'lo she'aleha Zikas Shnei Yavim. And that's only if there's one Yavam, right? It says Yivama, her Yavam, right, implying that there's only one, but not two. Meaning, Mrs. Reuven has two Zikas to Levi. She has from Reuven, right, because Maimer was only done by Shimon, and Maimer doesn't complete or get rid of a Zika necessarily. And she also obviously has the Zika from Shimon, because Maimer does serve to create some sort of Zika. Right, again, it doesn't get rid of the Zika of Reuven to Levi, because Yibam wasn't done yet, but it does create some sort of Zika there to Shimon. And when Shimon dies, right, there are two Zikas here, and therefore Levi's not going to do Yibam, because they're only going to do Yibam in a case where there's one Zika. Rabbi Shimon says, nah. Right? There's no issue here. There's no issue of two Yibums, two Zikas, one Zika. Right? That's not a thing. Right? He doesn't hold this drasha, and therefore Levi can do Yibum with one, and the Chalitza the other. Right? Again, as any case of a brother who has two wives, right? He passes away without kids, so again, the brother can choose whichever wife he likes. Okay. So Gemara says, one second. Zika Shnei Yevim Daraisa Chalitza Namidu Tiboy. Again, now you told me that this woman, Mrs. Reuven, who has a Zika from Reuven to Levi and from Shimon to Levi because of the Maimer that she did. So if that's the Dindar Reisa, right? You quoted a Pasuk, right? So that seems to imply that that's an Dindar Reisa. That's similar to the Ervas that we've been talking about. So you shouldn't Chalitza Nami Lutibai. You shouldn't even need Chalitza. Right? If you tell me that that's a halacha, that a woman who has two Zikas does not do Yibam, so you don't need Chalitza either. So Gemara says, "Elam de Rabbanan." It must be a din de Rabbanan. Right? Uzema Shemar Yomru Shtei Yivamos Abos Mibayis Achad Misyavmos. And it's Xeria, because people might think they'll see this woman who has two Zikas or marry the Levi, and then they'll think that you can marry two Yivamos from one husband. Right? Obviously, if in a case where Reuven passed away and has two wives, you can't do both of them. Right? But again, it seems like right that Mrs. Reuven is Shimon's wife. Right, if we're going to tell me that Levi can take Reuven's wife for Yibam and Shimon's wife for Yibam, right? So people are going to think that they were both Mrs. Shimon, right? So therefore, we're not going to allow this. So Gemara says, okay, well, I don't understand. Who said anything about both? Right? We said v'niyabim l'chada v'nil chalotz l'chada. So great. So let him do Yibam on one. Let Levi do Yibam on one and leave it on two and chalitz on the other. But who said anything about marrying both women? So Gemara says, Gzeira, you're right. This is another Gzeira. We're nervous that Shema Yomru Bais Echa Miktsasu Bonoi. We're nervous that one Bais, meaning one husband, right, that half of it was built through Yibam and half of it was gotten rid of through Chalitza. Meaning, people are going to be nervous, right, that Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon were both really married to Shimon. And they'll think, right, that again, even though he only did Maimer, and they'll think that, again, when you take one in Yibam and the other Chalitza, right, they'll think that that's a standard case, right, when a person has two wives. Gemara says that is the standard case with two wives, right? V'yomru, right, Beseder. So do Yibam with one, right, and Chalitza with the other, that's totally fine. Gemara says, yeah, okay, but Yid b'yamim v'adar Chalitza in Echanami, or Hachinami, meaning, yes, you're right, that if, in the case where there are two wives, he does Yibam and then Chalitza, that's fine. Ella, but we're concerned, what's the gzera? Dilma chalitz b'reishav adam yavi. No, we're concerned that maybe you'll do chalitza and then yibum. Right, and that's become asher lo yivneh, right? Rachman amar kevin shalo bana shuv lo yivaneh. Right, that's, again, you're not allowed to do that. That doesn't work. Right, you'll do chalitza and then yibum. Right, again, we're nervous that that's an issur. Right, that's the Torah says asher lo yivneh. If you choose not to do yibum, right, you're not allowed to go back and do that. Right, again, you're only going to allow the issur of eshazach. Right, once you get rid of that zika, right, that woman now is once again your brother's wife, and you're not allowed. You're not allowed to marry her. So again, if you allow yibum here in this scenario, right? So then you might do the chalitza and then the yibum, which technically could work in our case because they're coming from different houses. But since there was maimer done, people might think that Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon were married to Shimon, and then people will think that whenever you have a case of two women falling from one husband, you can do chalitza and then yibum, which is not true. So that's a concern over here. Amar Rava. Rava says, what happened if you didn't do Maimer, but the opposite, right? You gave a get. I'm so sorry. Nothing get l'mamaro. Let's say Reuven passes away, so Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon and Levi, and Shimon does Maimer, and then he does a get. Right? Again, we said that if a person does Maimer, this the Kedushin Derabbanan, and then he wants to get out of it, so he needs a get and Chalitza. So now he gives a get to Mrs. Reuven, and then he dies. So now what? Right, so what's the deal? Meaning, do we say that the mimer is dissolved, or do we say, let's see. That's going to be different versions of what Rava said. So let's see. So Amar Rava, Rava says, not to get in the mimer. If Shimon gave a get to Mrs. Reuven after doing mimer, so then hutra tsarasa, then the co-wife, meaning Mrs. Shimon, is allowed to do yibum because there's no connection between Reuven and Shimon whatsoever. The Gemara says, Aval, he has Surah, but again, the original Mrs. Reuven is still Asura Levi, the Machafla, Balasgat, because we're nervous that you might get confused, you might switch her, meaning you might get, you might assume that in a different case where a woman got a get, a regular Yavama got a get, that you are then allowed to go and marry her. And that's not true, that once a person does Maimer and gives a get, so then they're toast, then they have to do Chalitza. Fine. Some people say, no, I'm a Rava, nothing get the Ma'amaro, but Hutra Filuhi. And the Gemara says, no, according to this understanding of Rava, that if a person gives a get to a woman he did Maimer to, so that gets rid of the Maimer, not gets rid of any future potential marriage, right? And if you, it's as if you go back to the original status quo, and you just had, right, a potential for Yibum with Chalitza, and there's no Maimer, right? The get dissolves the Maimer, but you go back to what you had before. My Taima, my Da'avid Be'Shakle, right? He has, again, essentially gotten rid of, right, the Maimer that was done. Okay, so two ways to understand what Rava said. Now, Vaitu. Shnei Achen, Nisuin, Shnei Achayos. Back to that case. We have two brothers married to two sisters. Right? Umeis Echamehem, and obviously one of them dies. Reuven dies. Rachakach Mesa Ishto Shelsheni. And then Mrs. Shimon dies. Again, we had this case before. Right? Reuven dies, so Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon. But Mrs. Shimon and Mrs. Reuven are sisters. So Shimon is not allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven, right? In fact, that she doesn't need Yibum or Chalitza, she goes free because she's Achuzisha, right? She's his wife's sister. But then Shimon's wife, who is Mrs. Reuven's sister, dies, and therefore the Isser goes away. But it says the Mishnah, and again, as we've learned before, Reizu Asura Lav Olam Eshol Venesra Lav Sha'achas, right? Since at the initial time when the Yibum fell, Mrs. Reuven was Mrs. Shimon's sister. So, I mean, they're still sisters, but meaning they were usher, Mrs. Reuven was usher to Shimon. So even then, after the Isser dissolves, right, disappears, right, because his wife dies, right, a person's allowed to marry his wife's sister after his own wife dies, Rachman al-Tzlan. So if Mrs. Shimon dies, it doesn't matter, because Mrs. Reuven was already usher to Shimon at the time when she fell to him for Yibum. Okay, now. Let's chazer up what we learned a couple days ago, right? He said a couple days ago we had a similar case, right? There are three brothers, right? Again, obviously, when Reuven dies and Mrs. Reuven falls to either Shimon and Levi, Mrs. Reuven is still an erva also, just like in this case. In this case, Achosisha. In that case, she's an erva to Shimon, so therefore Levi does Yibum on Mrs. Reuven. Good? So Reuven dies. Mrs. Reuven can't marry Shimon because Mrs. Reuven is an erva to him because either his wife's sister or, let's say, his daughter or whatever it is. So Levi marries Mrs. Reuven in Yibum, and then Shimon's wife passes away, Right? And then Levi dies, meaning that Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon after the Isser Erva disappears. Meaning, again, Reuven dies, so Mrs. Reuven does Yibum with Levi. Now Mrs. Reuven is married to Levi. Then Mrs. Shimon dies, so that the Achos Isha connection between Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon is gone. So Shimon theoretically could marry Mrs. Reuven. And then Levi dies. And now Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon as Yibum for a second time, meaning the first time when she fell from Reuven, so she was usher to Shimon because that she was Mrs. Shimon's sister. But now when she's married to Levi, now she's allowed to be married Shimon because Mrs. Shimon is gone. Mrs. Shimon passed away. So again, since she started out as usher, even though now technically it's mutter, so then right, we're going to say then she's still usher to him. Then she's not allowed to marry him, even though technically now the Isser has disappeared. So the Gemara says that's exactly our case. That's exactly our Mishnah. Right, we started out right at the initial point when the Yibum fell, and the woman fell to Shimon as to do Yibum. She was usher to him. And if the Isser disappears, so then she's still usher to him. So we learned that already. That's what the Gemara says. Pshita, it's obvious that you're not allowed to do Yibam on a woman that you were initially usher to, and now it's mutter. Hashta, Uma Hasam, over there in that case where I just mentioned, Dolo Mechadya Mehai Beis Adagamre, right, Amar Dolo, in the case where she's not entirely kicked out of the house, meaning that she was still Shayach to Yibam within one of the brothers, meaning in our case, in our Mishnah, right, Mrs. Reuven has no shaykhus to Yibam whatsoever because she's Mrs. Shimon's sister. But in the previous case, she's still shaykh to Yibam to those brothers because Levi can marry her. But there, we're saying that we're still in that case when she then falls to Shimon, she's still not allowed to marry him. The Hach is over here, the Chamitchi Mehai base of the Gamre, and the culture gain. Certainly in our case, when she has no shaykhus to Yibam whatsoever, right, she's not going to be able to do Yibam later. Right? Only theoretically, you could have entertained the possibility where it was initially ushered to him, her to do Yibam, and then it became mutter because she married someone else, and then there's another Yibam Chiyuv, but here, there was never a moment when she was allowed to do Yibam. So why would you even tell me this? Score says you're right. Originally, we were learning this Mishnah, and people thought, and the implication was, that it would be mutter. But then they already decided that it should be asur. And then, since again, it was a chiddush over there that you're going to say that she's still asur, right? The previous Mishnah is more of a chiddush, so therefore we taught it first. But Inokanami is the same halacha, right? We've had this already once, I think, or twice. To this Masechta. Okay. Tarabana Lander Baisa. Ba'aleha. Now, this is going to be... good. This now we're at the sugya of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. What is the halacha? If, let's say, one action right, would get you another Isser. Meaning, sometimes, for example, the Mishnah says in Mako, so you can eat one bug, and you'd be chayev five or six malchus, right? You violate this isser and that isser and this creepy crawly isser, you can't eat this, you can't eat that. Right? One animal, one item, one action can get you to isurim. Sometimes that's not true. Sometimes we won't say if there's initially an isser involved, right? There's initially an isser, let's say, as in our case, in a relationship, a woman is usher to you. Question is she also usher to you in another way? Meaning, if the situation changes, as we'll give in a case in a second, right, do we pile on isurim, or do we say, no, this woman's usher to you because of this, and that's it? Now, obviously, there are going to be nafkaminas in terms of punishment and other things. But the question is, when do we say ein isser chal isser that we don't add on one isser to another? So let's go through the case. Again, this is obviously we're not going to go through the lamedes here so much, but this is a big shas sugya, this is one of the makoros for it. So turn around with another brisa. Ba aleha, and Rashi is helped very very helpful over here. So now let's say what happens. Again, we said our Mishnah is that Reuven dies and Shimon, right, is not allowed to do Yibam, right, because Mrs. Reuven is Mrs. Shimon's sister. So she's an Isser of, right, Achos Isha. There's also an Isser of Eshazach, right? Again, let's say when they were alive, Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. So Shimon is not allowed to be with Mrs. Reuven. For two reasons. First of all, because it's his brother's wife. And second of all, because it's his wife's sister. So now, well, let's say he did. Let's say he did Yibam. Right? Let's say he did Yibam. Right? Reuven passes away. There's no Yibam, no Chalitza, nothing. But Shimon does Yibam with Mrs. Reuven. So now, which Isser does he violate? Right, we have two possibilities. So according to the Tanakhama, Chayav Alem Mishamesh Zach, Mishamach Zisha. You got both. Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. You're Chayav for both. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, "Ain't Chayav Alem Mishamesh Zach Bavad. You're only Chayav for Ishes Ach, for the fact that she is your wife's brother." So the Gemara says, "I v'atanya Rabbi Shimon Omer. Ain't Chayav Alem Mishamach Zisha Bavad." One second, Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, Rabbi Shimon holds you only chayav one, but one brisa says he's chayav for Eishes Ach, and one brisa says he's chayav for Achos Isha. Why? What is he violating? Is he violating the Isser to be with your brother's wife or to be with your wife's sister? So where's the Lokasha? Kan, right, depends on what happened first. Right, which one, right, fell first? Did he Shimon get married first, and therefore Mrs. Reuven, who is not married to Reuven yet, but she was ushered it to Shimon because it was his wife's sister, or did Reuven get married first? And Shimon was not allowed to be with her because she was Reuven's wife right before, right, he married his own sister. So it depends. He married her sister before he married his own wife. So it just depends on what happened first. Right, kan she nasachai v'achakach nasameis. Right, when nasachai, again, chai is Shimon, you have to use that, the Gemara is going to use those languages, right, the one who is still alive versus the one that died. So let's say chai is Shimon and Reuven, and meis is Reuven. That's keep that in mind if you can. So if, in the case where the she nasachai v'achakach nasameis, where Shimon got married first, so then she's going to be chayav for Achos Isha, because that was his wife's sister before she was his brother's wife. But Kan, but here, in the case where you're going to be chayav for Eshazach, your brother's wife, so then that's when Reuven got married first, and she became usher to him as her brother, as his brother's wife, and then became usher to him as his wife's sister. But then again, this is the idea of in Isser, Chal al Isser, we're not going to pile on one Isser to another. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, Hechad Nasa Meis Rachach Nasa Chai. Again, according to Rabbi Shimon, right, the second case where you only get one Isser, right? Obviously, according to Rabbi Yossi, right, you got both of them, so whatever. But according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that you're going to get only one of them, in the case where Reuven got married first, right, and therefore it became the Isser of Eshazach, your brother's wife, first, well, if the Isser of Eshazach doesn't apply, meaning this, if the Isser that if she is not usher to Shimon because she's his wife's sister, then you can do Yibum. Right? That's a fascinating question by the Gemara. Right? Not very sharp, but I mean, pretty straightforward, right? What does Yibum help? Right? What's the whole chiddush of Yibum? You're allowed to marry your brother's wife. That's an Isser Erva. That's an Isser Daraisa. So if you're telling me that the only Isser that applies is your brother's wife, and not the Isser that it happens to be your wife's sister, right? That you tell me that doesn't apply. That's not what you're going to get if you sleep with her. So if that Isser doesn't apply, so let Yibum override the Isser of Eshazach. Let Yibum come and allow you to marry your brother's wife. So Rav Ashi says, no, that's not how this works. Not the concept of Enis or Chala Isser, that we don't double up Isurim, it's not that the second one disappears. Right? It's Isser Achos Isha Mitzla Talia V'Kai. Now that Isser still exists. Right? Ipaka Isser Ishazach, bit of a tongue twister, Ozzy Isser Achos Isha V'Chayo. No, and therefore, if for whatever reason the Isser of Ishazach would disappear, i.e., if you would do Yibum and we would get rid of that Isser, the other Isser, that is your wife's sister, is ready there to step in. So therefore, Hilkach Lo Paka, therefore, right, we're not going to, there's no heter. There's no heter over here. It's not that there's no Isser involved, that we just say that the other Isser doesn't apply in this case, is that both of them are there, but one of them doesn't apply at this moment. If the other one would get removed, i.e., if you do Yibum and get rid of the Isser of your brother's wife, then the Isser of being with your wife's sister would jump in, and therefore, Yibum does not work. Okay, so the Gemara says, one second, some Rabbi Yossi, Isser Chal al Isser. Now, again, Rabbi Yossi said you get both of them. That if Shimon does Yibum in our case, where Reuven passed away and his wife is Shimon's sister, so, and he does Yibum, even though really it's an Isser Erva, so you get both Isurim, the Isser of your wife's brother, your wife's sister, and the Isser of your brother's wife. And this really, Rabbi Yossi really holds that? Aver aver sheish bashtei misos. If a person did an aver that you chayiv misa twice for, nidun bechamura. You get the worst one. So as Rashi explains over here, right, for whatever reason, a person sleeps with his mother-in-law, right, who happens to be married. So that's usher on two counts. First of all, it's your wife's mother. And second of all, she's a married woman. So what do you get worse? What do you get? So you're going to end up getting strafa. That's already, strafa is worse than chenek. Those are the two punishments there. So strafa, for sleeping with your wife's mother, so that's going to be the isser there. And then you're not going to get chenek, which is the isser of sleeping with a married woman. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, and this is the key point, Nidon Bezika Rishona Habalov. Right, you get the first one, meaning whichever happened first, right? The first, whatever happened. Ve'atanya, and we learned the Ketzad Amar Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi say? Nidon Bezika Rishona Habalov. What does that mean? So if Chamosa Venasses Ishes is, if he, the son got married, meaning the guy got married, and then his mother-in-law, let's say, remarried, right, so then neither Mechamoso. So then, again, she was his mother-in-law before she was a married woman. So therefore, that's the punishment he gets. Ejaziz, when asked his Chamoso, but let's say she was married, right? And then he married her daughter. And so therefore, neither the Bezaziz. So that was first. Meaning she was initially ushered to him because she was a married woman. So clearly, Rabbi Yossi says, you don't get both, but you're not going to violate both Yisurim. So what do you do? So I'm going to be a vote. Modi Rabbi Yossi, Isser Mosif. So fascinating. We have a couple of examples, a couple of exceptions to this concept of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Rabbi Yossi is Moda that Yesh Isser Chalal Isser, that we will add on an Isser to another one when it's called an Isser Mosif. Now, what is that? We're going to have two examples that we have in the Gemara today. I'm just looking for the other one before I say it. I think it's Isser Kolal. Yeah, we're going to have both of them. So let's define first Isser Mosif. I guess we should really do both of them, but just because it's very easy to play one off of the other. Isser Mosif, and again, the Rishonim and the Achronim discuss what this is, but we're going to obviously stick with Rashi. Rashi says that an Isser Mosif is that more people become Usser in this situation. For example, if a person is Usser to only a woman is usher to only one person, and then she, let's say, gets married and is therefore usher to more people. That's an Isser Mosif. That will say that we will do Isser Chalal Isser in that scenario. Isser Kolel, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, is when more things become usher to one person. Okay, so again, it's basically two sides of the same coin, even though they're obviously different. And Isser Mosif, which we're talking about right now, is where the object becomes usher to more people or to more things. Yeah, i.e., not to say women are objects. Obviously, don't. That's not what I mean. I mean the thing in question. The woman is usher first to one person and then to many people. And Isser Kolel is where more things become usher to the subject that we're talking about. Okay, those are the two things that I think we need to just point out right now, and then we'll see how the Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Yavo. So basically, Rabbi Yavo says the Moda Rabbi Yossi be Isser Mosif. The Rabbi Yossi agrees that when you have an Isser that is adding more Isurim, more people fall under this Isser, right? That is, we're going to say Isser most, Yesh Isser Chal Isser. We will say that we're going to double up these Isurim. So the Gemara says, okay, one second. What were the cases here? Right? Tenach Hecha de Nasachai, Vachachach Naso Meis. Right? Again, we have two possibilities. Right? Again, Rabbi Shimon said it depends on what happens. Whatever happens first, that's what you get. That's the punishment you violate. Whether Reuven got married first, so then this woman was your brother's wife, and then the person got married, so then she became Achos Isha, so you're going to be violate the brother's wife. And the opposite, if Shimon got married first, so this woman was ushered to him because she was his wife's sister, so that's what you get. But Rabbi Yossi, again, is going to say that one is adding on the other. If there's an Isser Mosif here, so then we are going to say Yesh Isser Chal Isser, you get two punishments. The question is, how does that work? Because Tenach Nasa, Hegel Nasa Chayv, Achkach Nasa Belmeis. That only works, right, if Shimon got married first. Because what happens? Shimon marries, let's say, his wife, and therefore his sister becomes Usser to him. Good? Then, when Mrs. Reuven marries Reuven, she now becomes Usser to all the brothers. Let's say there are five brothers. So she then becomes usher to more brothers. So now she is becoming usher to more people. That's an Isser Mosif, right? Initially, she was only usher to Shimon because Shimon was married to her sister. Then when she married Reuven, she became usher to all the brothers. And so the question is, right, and her father, etc., etc. So in that case, midu ditosif, right, is ditosif Isser legabi achim, right, itosif Isser legabi didei. Since the Isser has now included the other brothers, so now we're going to add the Isser onto Shimon also. But in the case where Reuven got married first, and then Shimon married Mrs. Reuven's sister, so what happened? Reuven married his wife, she became usher to all the brothers, then Shimon married Mrs. Reuven's sister, and she's still usher to all the brothers. You're not adding any Isser. Right, she happens to be doubly usher to Shimon, but she's not usher to anybody else. Right? The Mrs. Reuven status is the same. So that my Isser Mosevika. What kind of Isser? What kind of Isser are we adding? an infant tummy. Well, now she's Shimon becomes usher to all of her sisters, right? If you tell me that when Shimon marries his wife, right, he's usher to Mrs. Reuven and all of her sisters, so that's no Hayis or Kolulu. That's right. Remember, that's the opposite. That's the flip side of the coin that we said. That's that Shimon becoming usher to more people. That's not the object. I mean, that's not Mrs. Reuven becoming usher to more people. Right, that Shimon, the person in question, is becoming usher to more objects, as opposed to Mrs. Reuven, who is her Mosif, right, is becoming usher to more people. So that doesn't work in both cases. So Gemara says, you're right. Einichanami. Ela Amar Rava. So Rava says, no. Malan man li'anav kilu asa shtayim ve'enu chayev ela achas. Really, Rabbi Yossi says it's as if he did two, but he's only chayev for one. Now, whenever you say something vague like that, that obviously requires the Gemara's going to ask in a second in the Mayan Afkamina. Right, we're not. This is not fluffy. Gemara's not all nice and fluffy. Oh, it's as if you violated two, but really only get one. Like, what is that? What is that? So that's just quick before we do that. They explain that he also, that Ravin also explained that Rabbi Yossi holds their only chayav one, even though it's sort of as if he did two. So what? My Gemara says Mayan Afkamina. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, not it's a punishment, not in terms of a punishment in this world, but lekavro ben rishayim gemurim. The nafka mina is whether you can bury him with amongst the rishayim gemurim. Apparently, back in the day, they used to really count averos, which is hard for us to fathom, right? But they used to literally count averos. Is a bit of a machlokes Rashi Tosas over here. If you look at Tosas ben rishayim gemurim, it's at the first Y line over there at the bottom, right? That he says that the question is whether rishayim kamoso, right? Whether it's Russia versus Tzaddik, right? Rashi already says that it depends on which cemetery. There were people who got Skil and Srefa and Herik and Chenek. So it depends on which cemetery there. So Tosa says it's a bit more broad, right? Rishayim like him or Rishayim not like him, right? Levels of how many Averis did you violate? Okay, meaning this Avera had two Yisurim. Okay, fine. Either way, anyway, the question is, right, if you hold, really, you're not going to, meaning you're not going to bury him with Rishon Gemurim, because even though, right, he kind of violated two, really only chayav for one. Okay, that's the nafkamina that we're talking about over here. So that's what Rabbi Yossi is saying. So now we're, this, the next point, again, we assume that Rabbi Yossi says that in Isser Kolel, again, where the Isser, the object, or the person in question is usher to more objects, as opposed to the object itself being usher to more people, that was Nisr Mosif. And Nisr Kolel is where the person becomes usher to more objects. Now, we assume that Rabbi Yossi does not say Isr Mosif, Isr Chalal Isr, that we're going to add Isurim, or pile Isurim on top of each other. Rabbi Yossi does not say that by an Isr Kolel, by an Isr where, by a case where the person is becoming usher to more objects. Now, that is not necessarily true, but we're going to quote three cases and then continue this discussion tomorrow on Shabbos and Mitzvah Shabbos. We're going to quote three cases here on Amud Beis to the end of the daf, pretty quick. Then we're going to go weiter tomorrow. We'll have to recap those three cases. So Gemara says, Uplukta. Really, it's a machlokas whether Rabbi Yossi holds Isser Chalal Isser by an Isser Kolel. The Itmar Kizu said, Zar Shashimish B'Shabbos. Let's say, as a Zar, a non-coin, right, does avodah beis hamikdash. Now, avodah beis hamikdash is docha Shabbos, but that's only for the kohanim. Right, a non-kohen who does avodah beis hamikdash is obviously in deep trouble. Right, he's usher, right, chayav misa. But let's say he also does it on Shabbos, which is also usher. Okay, get that? That's only malacha that is docha Shabbos. That is mutter is docha Shabbos, but not malacha that's usher. So he's usher on two counts. He's violating Shabbos and he's also serving the beis hamikdash when he shouldn't. So what does he get? So Rabbi Chiya Amar Chayav Shtayim. Rabbi Chiya says he gets two, and Bar Kapara Amar Enu Chayav Ela Achas. Those are going to be the two bar pliktas over here. Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara. Right. Rabbi Chiya says two. Bar Kapara says one. Right, and we're going to follow that down the line. So, covers Rabbi Chiya v'nishba, right? Havoda, right? Rabbi Chiya got up and swore, by the avoda beis hamikdash, right? A type of shvua. So, it's a kach shamati Rabbi Shtayim. I heard from Rabbi that he's chayiv too, and therefore, obviously, not to be outdone. Bar Kapara also said, kavat Bar Kapara v'nishba havoda, right? Kach shamati Rabbi Achas, right? He got up and said, I swear that I heard Rabbi say he's only chayiv one. So they obviously, once they both took these big shvuas, they got to back their positions up. Hitcha Rabbi Chiya ladun. Rabbi Chiya went back and started dining, but as they say, they started logic kind of in reinforcing himself. He said, Shabbos l'chol nesra. Shabbos is usher to everybody. Because Shehutra, when it was mutter, b'mikdash in the Beis HaMikdash, it's a Kohanim Hutra. It's only mutter for Kohanim. Right? The Kohanim, the Hutra, below the Zarin. Right? It's only for Kohanim, not for non-Kohanim. Right? So, yesh kan mishum Zarus, v'yesh kan mishum Shabbos. So, you have two Isurim. You have Shabbos, which exists. The fact that he is doing Avodah Beis HaMikdash, he's not a Kohen. So, meaning, because Avodah Beis HaMikdash was only Docha for Kohanim, he was never Docha for non-Kohanim. So, Bar Kapara basically said the opposite, which you probably could guess. Shabbos the Kol Nesra, Shehutra, B'Mikdash Hutra. But in a Hanami, that Shabbos is Osir, but when it was Avodah is Mutter in the Beis HaMikdash, it's Mutter, period. So, therefore, in Kan El Azaru is the only Chayiv for the fact that he's a non-Kohen. But the Malacha in Beis HaMikdash, the putting the fire, the Shechita, whatever you're doing in the Beis HaMikdash, that was Docha Lagamre, not just for a subset of Am Yisrael. That's case number one. Case number two, Baal B'Mum Shishimish Patoma, similar idea, that a Kohen is allowed to do, obviously, Avodah Beis HaMikdash, but not if he's a Baal B'Mum, and also not if he's Tame. Right? Baal B'Mum is, he lost an eye, God forbid, or whatever it is, so he's not allowed to do Avodah Beis HaMikdash, and he's also not allowed to do when he's Tame. So Rabbi Chiya Omer Chayav Shtayim, and Bar Kapara Omer Enu Chayav Achas. Achas, right? You only chayav two. Rabbi Chiya says you chayav two, and Bar Kapara says you chayav one. Right? Covers Rabbi Chiya v'nishba ha'avoda. Again, same idea. Right? He got up and he swore ba'avoda. Kach shamati mirabbi shtayim. He heard from Rabbi that you chayav two. Covers Bar Kapara v'nishba ha'avoda. Kach shamati mirabbi achas. Right? Bar Kapara got up and said, "I swear, Rabbi said that you only chayav one." Hitchel Rabbi Chiya ladun. So Rabbi Chiya started to dine like this. Tuma l'kol nesra. Right, anybody, no one is allowed to do avodah beis hamikdash if they're tamei. Right, so all a kohanim if they're tamei, because shehutra b'mikdash. Right, it's a kohanim tamim and hutra. When tuma in beis hamikdash was mutter for the kohanim, sometimes it's mutter. Right, if tuma, if for whatever reason the entire tzibur is tamei, so it is mutter to do avodah beis hamikdash. Right, tuma the tzibur, whether it's hutra dechuya. Right, that's already. Right, we did that already in what was it, the beginning of Yuma in Pesachim. I don't remember. Okay, either way. But when Tuma, Hutra B'Tzibur, right, that's the standard phrase, right? But that's not the standard phrase. I don't know why I said that. Okay, anyway, because when sometimes it's Mutter, so it's only Mutter for Kohanim who are not Bali Mumim. Right? Kohanim Tamimim, Hutra V'Lil Bali Mumim. So Yishkan, Mishum Bali Mumim, V'Yishkan Mishum Tuma, right? Again, the same idea, that just like Shabbos, there'd be something that was only Docha for the Kohanim, it wasn't Docha for other people. So when he violates, does a vote of the Beis HaMikdash, so the Tzar is Chayav for Shabbos and for not being a Kohen for when he does a Avodah. So too over here, right? When we say that Tumra was Mutter in the Beis HaMikdash, in certain scenarios, that was only for a Kohen who doesn't have a Baal Mum. But if he does have a Baal Mum, it was never Mutter for him to do Avodah Beis HaMikdash, so he's violating two Isurim. One that he has a Baal Mum, and one that he's Tameh. But Hitcha Bar Kapara Ladun, so Bar Kapara argues like he did before. Tumra Lakol Nesra, it's always also for Kohanim to be do Avodah Beis HaMikdash if they're Tameh. Because Shehutra B'Mikdash Hutra, when, period, meaning when it was Mutter, for whatever reason, in certain scenarios when it's mutter in the Beis HaMikdash, so then it's mutter, full stop. So in kan elo mishum baal mum, so he's only going to be chayav for doing avodah because of the fact that he's a baal mum. But the fact that he's tameh, right? Everybody is allowed to do avodah Beis HaMikdash if in that scenario where it's allowed if they're tameh. Finally, the third case that's also similar, even though the halachos are different, zar she'ochal malika. If a non-Kohen, right, eats a bird shechted by Malika. Now, what's Malika? Malika is, if you've ever seen, I'm not sure if you've ever seen, some people walk around, Meheri Yabana Beis HaMikdash, some Kohanim walk around with a thumbnail that is sharpened to a point. I'm not sure if you've ever seen it. Definitely more common in Eretz Yisrael than it is in Chutz La'aretz, although people do weird things in Chutz La'aretz. Maybe you have some non-Jews doing that also, I don't know. But some Kohanim, Meheri Yabana Beis HaMikdash, Hashem should drop Mitzvah Hashem the Beis HaMikdash from the sky, will need Kohanim to do Malika in the Beis HaMikdash, so they keep their thumbs pointed. Now, what's the point of that? Because birds, when you have a bird offering, let's say two doves or whatever, in the Beis HaMikdash, they're not shechted with a knife like, you know, normal, like cows and chicken, etc. The shechita in the Beis HaMikdash is basically you take the pointed edge of your thumb and you stick it down through the back of the bird's neck. In the back, not in the front, but like, by the vertebrae, right, on top of the bird, not from underneath, like you usually do a shechita. So that procedure, just to give a little background, that procedure, if you did that any other time, that would make the bird a treifa. Right? If you, whatever, wanted to shecht a dove to eat on a Tuesday, If you would do Malika, if you would do that to kill the bird, that would make it a treifa. That would make a nevela. That would make it, well, same thing. But that would make it treif. Let's put it that way. And so too, if you did that to any other animal, if you stuck the shechita knife, I don't know, through the back of the vertebrae of the cow, I'm not even sure that's possible, but whatever, you know what I'm saying? That would possible the cow, that would make a treif, that would not be a proper shechita. So now, a non, obviously, if a bird that is shechita, based on mikdash, only kohanim are allowed to eat. So a non-kohen, nazar she'achol malika, he ate a bird shechted with malika, which is appropriate in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Chiya Omer Chayav Shtayim, and sure enough, Bar Kapara Omer Eino Chayav Achas. Kavetz Rabbi Kiva Nishba HaVoda, right, Kach Shemati Mir Rabbi Shtayim. Kavetz Bar Kapara V'Nishba HaVoda, Kach Shemati Mir Rabbi Achas, right again, they swore that they heard from Rabbi either two or one. What's the logic? Hidchil Rabbi Chiya Ladun, he wanted to say like this, Nevela Lakol Asura. Nevela, which this bird technically is, right, if you stab it through the back of the neck, right, it's Nevela, it's treif. Hotra ba mikdash, right? It's a kohanim shotra. When we say that it's mutter for the kohanim to eat the bird shechted in the base of mikdash in this manner, so then it's mutter for kohanim, right? Like kohanim hotra ba lozarim, only for kohanim and not for non kohanim. So therefore, yishkan zaris, yishkan mshumalika. So you're chayav for both, for the fact that you have a non kohen eating kachim, and he's also eating treif. Right, he's for nevela, for malika, for the fact that the bird was shechted improperly. So we hit the Rabbi Bar Kapara lo, and so Bar Kapara said back to him also, no, nevela the kol asra shotra, but mikcha shotra. Nevela, right, shechting a bird in that manner is treif. When they said it's mutter for a kohen to eat a bird shechted in that manner, the Beis HaMikdash, that's not only for kohanim, it's meaning it's period, it's fully gotten rid of. Meaning it's fully mutter for everybody. So therefore, in kanami mishum zaris, so therefore the only issue involved here, it's not eating a bird that was shucked in improperly. It's only the fact that he's not a kohen eating kachim, and that's what he's going to get. Now, obviously, we didn't get to the punchline yet, but we'll get to that tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem. And we'll recap these three cases. Have a great Shabbos and a great day and night, depending on where you're listening to this.